The end of the year provides an opportunity for us to reflect on the past year. People often say that experience makes us wise, but I don't think that is necessarily true. I know people who have experienced much, but still haven't grown through those experiences. I believe reflecting properly on our experiences helps us to learn and grow by evaluating how we walked through something and thinking through how we can do it better next time. As we near the close of 2023, I hope you will take some time to reflect on all that has happened in the year. In Matthew chapter 7 verses 15 to 20, Jesus says that we will be able to recognize what a person is all about by the fruit they bear. A healthy tree bears good fruit, and a diseased tree bears bad fruit. Similarly, if our values are not represented in the way we live, are they truly our values? Sometimes, we say that we value being generous because it seems like a good thing to say, but if we honestly examine ourselves, those values are nowhere to be found on our calendars or in our bank statements. Conversely, perhaps your schedule and the way you spend money expresses your value of generosity so clearly that you could reflect on the way you lived this year and confidently say that you embodied your values. The Bible says that there are some essential values that we should all aim to embody to flourish in life. These are the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As you reflect on 2023 and prepare to embark on a new adventure in 2024, I pray that you would bear the fruit of the Spirit in your lives.